it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Unbelievable. The first man arrested for the Charlie Kirk shooting. Remember that old dude, 71, yelling, he did it. I shot him, now shoot me. But this is the weirdest event. I got to tell you, something's going on here. 71-year-old man just standing around, you know. Initially distracted authorities by claiming he did it, and they're dragging him out, and people are following, and the crowd is angry. Turns out he admitted, he's under the rest, by the way, that he did it to draw attention away from the real shooter. He did it to shut, what? Zinn told an officer he was glad he shot Charlie Kirk. Then later admitted he was glad that he lied and claimed he shot Charlie Kirk so the real suspect could get away. He also said he wanted to be a martyr for the person who was shot. And I don't know what that means exactly. So, I mean, what is this guy doing there? He's obviously out of the college demographic. And then who has the presence of mind, even a deranged liberal, to try to protect the killer by yelling, I did it? This case is so strange. And then we have the breaking news this morning. There's a lot more here, folks. I hope that they are able to get it. Because now this has come out.
We have learned that the suspect told at least several individuals that he was planning to assassinate Charlie Kirk. In one of those instances, it was in a note he left for his romantic partner. In another, it was a text message to a separate individual. Neither person has been charged, but they could be down the road as the investigation continues. Here's FBI Director Kash Patel describing one of those messages last night on Hannity.
We've collected information where, through witness interviews from the FBI and local law enforcement, that he essentially admitted after the shooting and assassination of Charlie Kirk, the suspect admitted to it. But I will say what was found in terms of information, a text message exchange, where the suspect specifically stated that he had the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk and he was going to do that. And when he was asked why, he said some hatred cannot be negotiated with.
Who's this? There's an X account by somebody by the name of @TallyHallAlbum who posted on September 3rd that it would be funny if someone like Charlie Kirk got shot on September 10th, LMAO. Just days after the tragedy, the user followed up with a cryptic reply, did I? Then escalated the threat by posting Donald Trump December 14th, before scrubbing the entire profile from existence. Folks, this is probably the fifth or sixth really eerie instance of people associated with people online knowing when things are going to happen. Like Narja Galvez, who posted on September 9th, Charlie Kirk is coming to my college tomorrow. I really hope somebody evaporates him literally, followed by, let's just say something big will happen tomorrow. Or Fujo Shin Incel, who teased something big is coming soon. This was on September 5th. And gloated another chud bites the dust after the assassination. Another unnamed account predicted on August 6th, September 10th will be a very interesting day. Later pleading the 5th. People knew about this. They knew this was coming. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of chatter on the left. And that goes to show you this is not one sick guy who really needs some help and, you know, thank God he's in custody. We can go on with our lives now. This is not that. It's not that. Coming up on the show, folks, the Biden, get this, Department of Homeland Security paid $40 million in anti-terrorism grants for groups, including Antifa, to go after Turning Point USA. The Heritage Foundation, PragerU, after publishing a chart comparing them to Nazis and inviting left-wing groups to apply for the $40 million in funding, and that was rewarded on the basis of how effective you would be at disrupting their events. I just read you an entire 3 years worth of violence by Antifa and Antifa-linked groups on college campuses, specifically against Turning Point USA. Beatings, burnings, throwing urine, assaults. One of them requiring an entire SWAT team and riot police to put down. This is university after... Folks, there's two dozen universities here full of violence against people. I am amazed Charlie Kirk was still going in public without bulletproof glass at this point, seeing what's in my inbox archives here from show prep. And I'm just getting started. So in this environment, Clemson wanting to protect and preserve professors who advocate for murder is not acceptable. We are not going to establish you have a right to keep your job if you're pro-murder. We're not. We're not doing that. So the sooner they figure this out over at Clemson, the better. But let's help them this morning. Here's the email for the president of Clemson. It's president@clemson.edu. You got that? president@clemson.edu. We're going to write polite emails because we're the good guys. We're not the bad guys. Polite emails demanding the firing of these two professors. No sideline them. We'll keep them out of classroom for a little while they spew their hate and put them back later. No, no, no. We are not pro-murder. That is not a thing. Tell the president... It's president@clemson.edu, politely. We are Charlie Kirk. We are polite like Charlie Kirk. We debate like Charlie Kirk. But we do not tolerate murder. We do not. And Clemson does not either. Again, it's president@clemson.edu.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.